when we look at the numbers, we see that 75% of infections among adolescents and young women are among girls compared to boys of the same age group. They're disproportionately infected and affected for a number of reasons. All the kind of big structural reasons we talk about: gender inequality, gender-based violence, not having the ability, the power, the influence to be able to negotiate condom use, and just facing a number of inequalities that make them at disproportionate risk. But I think what I've seen in the last two decades that I've worked in the AIDS response is that the impact of AIDS has really shone a light on what gender inequality does in terms of access to healthcare, in terms of girls being more affected and infected by HIV transmission, and really making us think about what we're doing in our programming to reach them, to hear about the issues that affect them, and then being really focused in our response in terms of meeting their needs.
And in sub-Saharan Africa in particular, it appears that HIV prevalence among girls and young women is really, really high, higher than their male counterparts. Can you elaborate on that?
Correct. So for every 4 new HIV infections in sub-Saharan Africa, 3 are among adolescent girls compared to 1 among an adolescent boy or a young man. So I do want to say we've made incredible progress in the AIDS response in the last 2 decades. We're seeing really a lot of incredible achievements. I've just landed in Zimbabwe. This is a country that has reached over 90% of people living with HIV and tested them and gotten them on treatment, and are supporting them to stay on treatment, which is absolutely critical. But the decline in new infection, while it's going down, has not been fast enough. And we're seeing that decline is slower among adolescent girls and young women. And it's for the reasons that we just discussed in terms of not having access to comprehensive healthcare and sexual reproductive health. It's about not being able to negotiate condom use. It's about gender-based violence. It's about being biologically more vulnerable. And so that's really a focus for UNICEF, is to really shine a light on the disproportionate impact, and then also to support governments in terms of their programming to reach them.
Zimbabwe is doing really quite well overall, and you're there. What are they doing right that maybe other governments are not doing so well?
Very early on in the AIDS response, Zimbabwe showed very strong political leadership. They created a National AIDS Commission, speak about HIV/AIDS. There's just a lot of capacity in government. A lot of partners came together, and also mobilizing resources. You know, we do have global resources through PEPFAR as well as the Global Fund, and Zimbabwe has been really, really good and effective at showing where the gaps are in the AIDS response, identifying where people living with HIV are, identifying what they need to do in their healthcare systems and their clinics to reach them and test them, and using that data and showing what effective programs can do to get people tested and on treatment and provide care. The other thing that Zimbabwe has done really well is really showcased a lot of innovations. Now, those innovations might be, you know, fancy technologies that do testing on the spot in a clinic, but some of those innovations are also just back to basics, going door to door and seeing if anyone in the household has been sick, and working with community health workers to provide the testing and the treatment and the care.